I'm at the Alexandrina Wildlife Support Group, having a great chat with one of the owners, Robin Smith. How's it going, Robin?
Not too badly, thank you. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you. You've done lots of different things in your life, haven't you, in terms of work?
One or two.
I mean, you've worked in the media, you've worked in TV, you've worked at all sorts of things.
Yep. Yeah. And we had the probably one of the largest, among the 10th largest potteries in the country.
Oh, really?
Yes, it was Aston Park Pottery, which was, we had 33 staff. We had 75 sales girls selling at all party plan. And we were also supplying, I think it was about 67 wineries. Back then, there would have been probably about 500 wineries in the country. And I think we've got more than that here in South Australia now.
We will talk in a minute about the wildlife park, but I wanted to talk to you now about your favourite job ever, right? That was your favourite one, right, at the ABC?
Yeah, junior sound effects officer.
A junior sound effects officer. Thank you, officer. What did you love about this job?
Well, it was so diversified. People that I worked with were just brilliant. Top artists, radio as well as back then we did have television. Plus they did stage and what have you. It was just something special. They sort of didn't treat you like a 17-year-old twit.
How did a 17-year-old twit get into a job in the media?
Oh, well, back then I used to be attending St. Edward the Confessor's Church of England. I was the head server. One Sunday, one of the parishioners came up to me and said, "What are you doing this afternoon, Rob?" And I said, "Well, nothing that I can put my finger on." He said, "All right, if I pick you up around 1 o'clock. I said, "Yeah, okay." I didn't sort of pursue that any further because I thought, well, what the heck? Anyway, we wound up in the ABC studios in Hindmar Square. Turns out he was the head producer. I wound up being a junior sound effects officer with no experience and just dumped into it straight away. That was absolutely special. I used to have to go out and buy stuff and some of the things you had to do were absolutely ridiculous.
Like what?
I had to buy a whole heap of crockery one day and that all wound up getting smashed on the floor in the ABC studio.
Intentionally?
Intentionally. Another time I had to throw glasses up against the wall and smash them. And one day staff said, "We need champagne cork popping and pouring." He said, "You got any ideas?" He said, "The budget's a bit thin."
That could be expensive.
If we, even on the cheap stuff, Spumante or whatever, he said, "We could go through 3 or 4 bottles if we've got to do more than one take."
What's your great idea?
And so I said, "Well, I might be able to do something." And he said, "Well, can you show me?" And I said, "Okay." And he burst out laughing. He said, "Do that again." So I did. And he said, "Well, we won't have to buy any champagne bottles, will we?"
There we go.
But the funny part was when I was actually doing it, they had to stand me in a corner because all the artists broke up every time I did it.
Oh, it was too funny.
Some of them forgot their lines and it was complete shambles.
So were they making radio plays as well? Were you doing sound effects during radio plays?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was all live.
Oh, wow.
The recording. Mm. They recorded on the Sunday. Mm. We used to do, I think it was a Wednesday night was first practice, and then Sunday was the take. That was something absolutely special.
Yeah, that's brilliant. And these days, you're surrounded by beautiful animals. You got your work cut out for you.
We have 6 kangaroos left. We used to have about 12. They've gradually whittled down. Our youngest at the moment's about 24 months, and the eldest, I think, is about 15. The oldest one we've ever had, we lost him at 22,
oh, wow.
Which is pretty damn old for... usually out in the wild, if they're lucky, they live to 12, and more often in captivity, about 15.
And And they've all come to you because they've had ailments
All come as Joeys, mm-hmm. and they've been hand-reared by my daughter, who's also an excellent turtleologist. Oh, she does birds as well. I mean, we've got the Chooky, the one-eyed tawny frog mouth.
Now, this is one of your best friends.
She's an absolute darling. She flies into my bedroom virtually every morning, if she hasn't been there all night, and plonks herself either on my head or alongside my head. And I wound up getting a nice, gentle little massage and talks to you. And she's an absolute treasure.
That's lovely.
Absolute privilege to look after all of what we look after. Only problem is I don't get to go fishing anymore.
Oh, too much to do.
Yeah, and I've only got about 100 rods and about 160-odd reels that I've collected over the years. Out in the dump.
Aww.
I'm not supposed to say that.
You'll get in trouble. But it certainly seems like you've got your work cut out for you. So I imagine you get up pretty early. You've got to look after all the animals. No,
I'm not an early riser anymore. No, I like my sleep.
Mm. Yeah.
It happens when you get old. You'll find out one day, dear.
Well, it's important to look after yourself. Thanks for welcoming me in and introducing me to the beautiful animals here.
You're welcome. More than welcome. Come again any time.